Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Coca-Cola. For the big. For the small. The short. And the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command with 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. Please remember to subscribe, rate, review, and comment, do all that podcasty stuff to help us out. Also, spread the word on this podcast as we barrel down the stretch here. We're going to give you 3 episodes a week, and then we're going to turn up the heat on the NFL draft in the offseason, which is going to be significant for this team, to say the least. Logan, it's now 8 straight losses for Washington, and unfortunately, 9 of their last 10, and this one was particularly bad, 31-0, a shutout loss in Minnesota against the Vikings. You just don't see many of those. Really, really unfortunate. What do you make of this game before we dive into it?
Yeah, man, I'm kind of at a loss for words in a lot of ways. I knew this was going to be a tough game, I think, for the Minnesota Vikings, for the Commanders versus the Minnesota Vikings. And one of the reasons is because of the type of pressure and the type of disguise that Minnesota brought. But I think in the back of my mind, I was like, this is going to be kind of a rock fight type game. I think even on our prediction show, we were talking about a low scoring affair, 14-7 or whatever it was going to be. And that felt like something that was very possible. But I always felt like the defense was going to be able to stand up. They were going to be able to handle kind of J.J. McCarthy, keep him seeing ghosts, maybe get a turnover, and really kind of stay in a complementary football type environment. And I think early on in the game, like, the offense did some things that I thought were positive. That first drive, I thought Jaden Daniels looked like Jaden Daniels. Even it wasn't the second drive, but the third drive, kind of going into halftime right before the interception, or the drive where the interception happens. I thought there were some good things there from a competitive toughness, the way he was seeing the field. I thought there were some good things there too. But ultimately, like, it just was too hard. It was like pushing a boulder uphill for that offense, and the defense just didn't provide any support. We've talked about that a lot this season, you know, like the importance for this team specifically to be playing complementary football, and it just wasn't there. So I think those are things that I look to, and I say, like, we knew the offense was going to struggle. I just didn't think the defense was going to struggle the way they did versus J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, which we will get into. We'll start with the offense. You know, the opening drive, 15 plays, 93 yards, both in terms of length and in terms of yardage, was – arguably one of their best of the season. You know, they got the football, they go down the field, and they converted third downs. At one point, a third and 13 on a nice hot throw into the flat to Debo Samuel, who cuts it upfield and gets 15 really good blocks from Ertz and McLaurin. The story all week, remember, was, oh, the offense is finally healthy. And now, you know, they couldn't be great all year long because of all the injuries, but now you'll see what it looks like. It's everyone but Eckler. And, of course, ironically, and sadly, this is the game where they get shut out, and for the first time in like 6 years, don't score a point. Having said that, that opening drive, you kind of saw what you thought you were going to, which is McLaurin gets open on the second level, like hole shot. Then you've got Debo with the nice play from the line of scrimmage. They got the run game going with Chris Rodriguez. Jaden scrambled for a first down and did a couple of things with his feet. So, like, that to me is the identity and what it should look like. But there was never anything close to that after that, Logan. I mean, from that point forward, you mentioned that the drive you were referencing with the pick to Van Ginkle was the first drive of the third quarter, and that was 12 plays, 39 yards. But because, you know, the Vikings go on a 12-minute drive, because the defense can't get off the field, I think Minnesota was like six for their first six on third down, they only ran – they had three series in the entire first half. So it was the 15-93 in the first quarter. They didn't get the ball again until the second quarter. Then it was three plays, 9 yards and punt, three and out. Jaden scrambles on third down. He's run out of bounds. And then it was six plays, 12 yards, punt. That was the entirety of their offense in the first half, was literally 24 plays.
No, I think that was it too. And again, we talked about the complementary nature, and that's one of the elements too, right? Is like the ability to get supported by the defense. And I think, you know, that layover from their first drive, they don't get the touchdown there, and that when they go for it on fourth down in the red zone, is a long time, man. It's a long time to be on the sideline. And like, I've been a part of offenses where you've been kind of iced out, never to that level, quite honestly, but we've been iced out off the field for a while. And it is hard to kind of maintain a level of focus and a level of rhythm. And I think that definitely has to be a factor in considering the performance afterwards. I also think you got to give a lot of credit to Flores. I think he did a great job of kind of identifying what Cliff wanted to do, you know, like with some of these quick screens, these quick dump offs, and you saw the pressure profile change a little bit. You saw the way that they dropped out of stuff change a little bit. You saw the emphasis on kind of getting to the flats and taking away some of these quick throws, which was a big part of what Cliff and this offense wanted to do. So I think it was twofold. I think you kind of got iced out a little bit there in terms of time on the field. And I think Flores kind of adjusted a little bit. Adjusted maybe is not the right word, but they kind of started calling things to take away what Cliff and this offense wanted to be.
One of the points of consternation, I think, for a lot of our listeners at home has been that opening drive and the play calling down on the goal line. And this is a tale as old as time. If you get down to the goal line, you throw it a few times and you don't score, everybody gets angry that you didn't run it. And, you know, sometimes there's merit to that, right? They ran it down the field. I mean, they had a lot of success, including on that first and goal where they get down to the 1.5 yard line with success. Now, I'm going to give you my take, and then you can go wherever you want with it. I didn't have a problem with the play calling when I went back and watched. And here was why. On second down, they have the trick play where they go tackle eligible. And I think it was wide open initially. It worked. Jaden waited too long to throw the ball, in my opinion. It would have been difficult. You got to layer a throw and you're throwing to a tackle, but it's a different conversation to say, would he have made an athletic play or made the catch or whatever. But I think if you go back and watch it, if you're listening at home, what you see is that Brandon Coleman gets a free release. Daniels, for whatever reason, holds on to the ball and wants to see it better or doesn't have a lane or whatever. And then it becomes a more difficult throw. So I thought the execution was worse than the play call there. On third down, they defended it really well. As you said, they get paid too. It's a good defense. Daniels does the right thing, throws it out of the back of the end zone. Then on fourth down, you get what you want, really. I mean, Debo's open back of the end zone. I thought Daniels makes a really good throw, hits him in the hands. It's a difficult play. But Debo makes that catch, I don't know, 85, 90% of the time. So two of the three plays that everybody's mad about, I actually think, called into the headset, worked. That's kind of my take. Where were you on the sequence there?
Yeah, I mean, I got in a fight with Bram in London on air, and then I got in a fight with him yesterday when we did the booth review. I'm maybe in the minority here, but I'm actually okay with the play calls. And I think the first play specifically, you talked about the execution. I see it differently. So I've always been that I was the tackle in this look. We're running that route. And I felt like Coleman rushed it a little bit. You know, like you got to really, like when you do that, it's like 1-1000, 2-1000. Then you release the corner and you can see that, you know, there's a guy on his outside shoulder and there's like a corner or a safety on the ball outside of him. You really want to wait until that guy triggers up the field to stop the quarterback. And so if you rush it, his eyes are going to come to you right away. So when Jaden Daniels, I need to go back and watch it. He's coming around and he's getting ready to throw and that corner is dropping underneath the corner. And I think that's where it's like, man, if you had just been a little bit more patient in that moment. And again, it's a little bit of an unconventional look. Usually they go like a choke look. So they go outside guy, man, defender over top of you. You block out, this guy triggers and you go. It's still the same principle. You got to buy a little bit of time there. But I don't hate the call. I actually think it's a good call. I think you're kind of subverting expectations as an offensive coordinator. You know, the second call, I think, is one of your most effective red zone plays you've run since Cliff has gotten here, which is a little angle route, what I would call like arches. So the point guy in the bunch runs a corner. John Bates runs across. You capture that zone player, and then Zach Ertz runs a little angle route. And they did a great job. Kudos to them passing off the bunch. But in terms of efficiency, since they've been here in the red zone, especially the low red, I don't know if you're going to find a more efficient call per play call than that one. And then the next one is they call red line, which is, you know, Zach Ertz runs a little out. They run a little corner, a little kind of return route by Noah Brown. You run a crossing route by Terry, and it's perfect. Jaden does a great job. You start with the out, you go to the cross. That everybody has moved with the concept. It's Debo 101 on the backside. He's broken leverage and doesn't come up with the catch. And so, again, I know everyone wants you to run the football there, and I understand that. Maybe you get one more run call in on second on a on third down, especially if you know you're going for on fourth. But I think actually every one of those play calls is something that I think is probably pretty high on the sheet for most offensive coordinators. So like I, again, run the football, whatever. I don't think there's a right answer. I always have a hard time with people who call into question the play calling, because to me, it's like any one of those is a good call. All of them are well thought out. There's a little bit of an execution issue on the first one, but overall I'm like, man, like, I don't really have an issue with it. So again, I'm probably in the minority there, but I think those are all three calls that are good and they're well thought out. They probably practice them a lot and you just don't get the results you want. I'm also the belief that if Debo catches that, we're not even having this conversation. So well, I think that's the other thing that I come back to.
That's what always frustrates me about it is like, if you call three things that like, I don't know if you saw the Browns 2-point conversion play when they tried to win the game and it was like
just a disaster.
You know, if you want to question something like that, like that's the best thing we had there. Okay, maybe. But again, on second down, and I'll defer to you that maybe he released too quickly. I just think flip your hips and drop the ball in the air. Like the dude's 7 yards behind everybody for a split second.
I mean, that's like just from my experience playing that position, like it's you should be getting out of that when the quarterback is set up to throw. And so like the fact that it's he's out so far before the quarterback, the timing's all jacked up. So I, again, like, I don't know for sure. That's just how I was coached on it. So, but you know,
but regardless, like, I guess my point is on second down, right? To me, I don't look at that and say, oh, that plays DOA. I say, okay, this play wasn't executed cleanly.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of how we got here.
I think we see it the same way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Third down, that's the one where, again, we're now going back after this thing didn't work because two plays didn't get executed. But I will agree generally. Like, if there's a play to where you're going to run, I think third, knowing you're going on fourth, let's see if we can plunge in here from a yard and a half out and push the pile with Rodriguez. But then, again, fourth down is a drop where the play works.
Yeah,
I just have real issue when I'm a coordinator. I call a play. The guy's open and drops the ball. Like, what else is there? So it's a little boring that or I guess, you know, you and I both agree. So we're both in the minority, which is kind of funny. you know, normally there'd be someone saying the opposite. But, yeah, I'm just not going to kill him for that. Are there things you could have done differently? Like, here's something I will question, and maybe you've got a take on. I'll ask you this. I think live I felt this a bunch, okay? Going back and watching the game after, maybe a little bit less so, but it's still a critique I have. I thought, and this maybe is a Jaden thing as much as a Cliff thing, but we'll see what you have to say. I just thought that they could have max protected more. I thought they could have kept more people in. I thought there were too many free releases. Like the number of times when Harrison Smith just came free off the edge, and there were other guys. But like, I'm like, is there not an adjustment here? Is there not something we can do so that they're not getting free? And what you called it, by the way, it was amazing to watch the tape on this of how many times. It's like a game. Six or eight dudes are at the line. You have no idea who's coming and who's dropping. Like, it is, if you're not playing Washington, it is awesome to watch. It's really, really cool. So I don't envy Jaden Daniels on this at all, or Cliff or anybody else. But I was surprised. Like, at one point I turned to the guy next to me, and I was watching you all game, by the way. I was about 15 feet behind you.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was like eight rows up on the visitor sideline watching Logan.
You should have texted me, man. I would have come like just
– I figured you were, you know, pretty busy with the broadcast. but anyway, you know, we had a great view. But that would be my question is, like, were they okay with the amount of pressure coming off the edge untouched? Is that something where Jaden can decipher what's going on and then – check into something to give himself a little more time? That would be my question.
So this was the issue coming into the game, right? And this is the issue that, again, if there's one criticism I would levy, it's like, what was the actual protection plan? And again, this is one of those unknowable things where it's like, is it the quarterback execution? Is it the offensive line not getting the calls? Was it the plan in the week? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So like you hear some of the coaches are saying, oh, this is going to be a catch and run game, which to me is like, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to say, we're okay. We're going to invite a little bit of pressure. We're going to get the ball out quick. We're going to let our guys catch the football and then run up the field. I think that on its surface sounds good. And I think that works for a lot of these teams that bring all out. Like, think back to Wink Martindale, right? Like that, he's going to bring like engage eight on Madden. It's going to be chaos. If you can get the ball out, there's space and you can find grass. The one thing that differentiates this Brian Flores defense is they match underneath concepts really, really well. Like, you watch, they're in zero coverage, zero. So there is no safety. It's four across the back. There's seven dudes at the line of scrimmage. Like, it's happening. And most times you have a man coverage principle in those back players there, right? Their middle field safety is directly reading quarterback eyes because he knows when I open my hips, I have to rally to take away a sit, to take away whatever. It's very different than what a lot of teams do in these moments. Like, they have coached it really, really well. So I felt like
at Sierra,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
In some ways, that plan of like, hey, we're going to be a quick game, catch and run, screen type offense to kind of get them out of their pressure, in some ways fell right into what they wanted them to do. And so what I mean by that is like when you are a high pressure team like this, you know that the solutions teams have are on a limited menu, right? So basically like, hey, the number one solution versus all out in the NFL is slammer screen, where you kind of have the receiver take two steps up, come back, the receiver blocks the corner, and then you get the tackle out to block the number two guy, right? They know that. Van Ginkel, right? He's the man at that. He just pops up, tips the ball up, gets an interception. Like he's done that all year, partially because he's skilled at it, partially because that's what they coach, right? They coach like in these situations, if the tackle vacates, it's not, you're not in the land of milk and honey. They're trying to throw a screen, right? And you can see the repetitions they've banked at that, right? So I did feel like in the first drive, I think Flores was kind of feeling them out. The pressure rate was really low. It was a lot of like cover two, soft zone coverages. And Jaden will absolutely dissect you in those moments. And I think he did a great job of that, right? Did a great job. Then Flores was like, all right, now we kind of get a feel for what they're trying to do offensively. We've got a one score lead. Let's turn up the pressure. So they brought a ton of crosstalk. They brought a bunch of zero pressure. They brought a bunch of really well disguised, like at the line of scrimmage, were bailing out. And you could tell it just started to overwhelm the offense. And I felt like, again, this is the one criticism I would have that I'm kind of like, what was the plan? Were you okay with a 5-6 man protection plan, like versus this crosstalk? Because it wasn't executed super well. We had a bunch of free runners to the quarterback, and maybe that's where the execution is. And they talked about it all week and it wasn't quite there. But that to me is the number one thing for me coming out of this game is what was the plan and did it meet your execution standards? I would assume not.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Did Jaden Daniels check into that screen? It looked like to Van Ginkel.
Yeah, I don't know. Like he did, there was some language there, but there's so much like that's the problem.
For people that didn't see it, let me say this real quick. So it's very obvious to me. I don't know what he's doing is the problem. But before that play, he is communicating out wide to those receivers and to the line. And it looks like he changes the play. The reason I ask Logan, and this is something I've talked to Jay about, I texted a couple other people about this that are, you know, with other clubs, but like, is there ever a time that you feel like you can throw a screen to Van Ginkel's side? And basically the idea is like that's DOA all week long. You just know. It's funny to act like this guy's Myles Garrett or something, but there's nobody in the league.
He's the man at this.
He is. No, I mean, he had a pick six against Sam Howell doing this. I don't know if people remember a couple years ago with the Dolphins.
He was in Miami, yeah.
This is what he does. And so just from basic film study, it is – it can't happen. You can't have Van Ginkel on a side of the formation and check into a hot, what did you call it, slammer screen?
Slammer screen is what Kyle used to call it. I'm sure people call it jailbreak, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, it was kind of my term. But yeah, so okay, I like that. So like a slammer screen. So everyone knows what it is. It's the jab step coming back to the ball. It's basically, I need to get this ball out of my hands now, right? And because you see the pressure coming. But you can't do that to Van Ginkel. So that's why I want to know if he checked into it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to pull it up on my iPad right now, but we're having a hard, little technical difficulty. Just to remind myself, I know there was communication because I saw it live and I saw it when I rewatched the film. And the level of communication may have been, hey, offensive line, we're changing protection, or we're identifying the protection differently. And then he also gestured to the receiver to motion out because Terry was the inside of the bunch. Then he motioned to the outside. So to me, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he checked to it or not. I think there were other things that he did check to, like great job by him on the Noah Brown defensive PI, where like he checks to a go. Love that. Love the awareness. Love the kind of courage to get that done. I don't know specific on this one, because again, like every snap he's pointing out protections. So once I get the clip up, I'll let you know for sure, but I don't know is basically my long and short of it.
Got you. The Commanders offense had the 93-yard drive, and then the rest of the day only one drive over 40 yards. Rest of the first half, 3 for 9, 6 for 12. They had a 4 for 17 with a pick on Mariota's first full drive, and then a 3 for -9 with a punt. And then they fumbled on their second longest drive of the game at the end, where Mariota put the ball on the ground. So it was 3 turnovers. Again, no takeaways. They are now second to last in the NFL in turnover margin, which is a killer. They just don't get enough of them. We'll talk about that defensively. But, I mean, they are completely incapable of turning teams over at this point, it would seem. 8 of their 13 games, they haven't been able to, which is a killer, obviously. All right, I want to get into a couple other things on offense. We'll have to do a second segment on offense here, because I want to talk about the Daniels injury and then also the Zach Ertz injury, among some other things. We'll do that next. Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson on Take Command.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.